The Osgood File, sponsored by Clear Ears, the comfortable earplug that dries and removes water trapped in the ears. Clear Ears, better than drops and safe for kids. This is Dave Ross. Cases of the West Nile virus have now spread to 47 states with 1,100 people infected. For John Shaw of Houston, the ordeal began in 2005 when he was bitten by a mosquito. A
couple of days later, I was getting dressed and I was putting on my shorts and I just collapsed.
More after this from Charlie. So far, the current outbreak of West Nile virus has killed 41 people, and it's especially bad in Texas. CBS's Dr. John LaPook found John Shaw, age 59, who was bitten by a mosquito 7 years ago and quickly realized it was no ordinary bite.
I couldn't walk hardly. I couldn't stand up. Came down the stairs on my hands and knees.
The 59-year-old spent 2 weeks in the intensive care unit with inflammation of the brain and nervous system.
The doctor came in, and he jokingly said, yeah, we're even going to test him for West Nile.
He still suffers from leg paralysis 7 years later.
7 years. Because what's especially insidious is that in one-third of West Nile cases, including John Shaw's, the virus remains in the body. Fortunately, it's rare. Dr. Christy Murray of Baylor College in Houston says about 1 in 150 patients infected with the West Nile virus become seriously ill. But of those who do get sick, about 60% will never fully recover. They'll continue to suffer from fatigue, blurred vision, kidney disease, paralysis, and even have trouble thinking.
Not what the textbooks say about West Nile at all.
Texas has had perfect conditions for breeding mosquitoes this year, so doctors expect more cases, although there still aren't enough cases to create a market for a human vaccine, so all they can do is treat the symptoms. As for John Shaw, he's coping. He runs a travel agency from his home now, and he's not one to complain, but he certainly wishes he'd avoided that mosquito.
What do you miss doing now that you used to do?
Taking a walk.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.